This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. It's Labor Day, and Colorado has a special relationship with the holiday. Here's CPR's Elaine Tassi.
Labor Day became a federal holiday in 1894, but Colorado began acknowledging it years before. This is CU Boulder Law School professor Ahmed White.
It was already by then a holiday at the state level in about 30 states. Colorado was the second state in 1886 before it was a holiday anywhere except in Oregon.
He said the holiday used to be known both for picnics, since the weather was usually nice, as well as parades, celebrating and organized by laborers. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Colorado's gas prices are at historically high levels this holiday weekend. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The state's average cost for a gallon of unleaded is hovering close to $4. That's about 15 cents higher than this time last year. Skyler McKinley is with AAA Colorado. He says prices should hold steady through the holiday.
There will be, of course, some surges along the major travel corridors, so if you are filling up in Vail, expect to pay well north of $4.
Lower supply and healthy travel demand are the main factors for high prices. Many U.S. refineries were knocked offline this summer due to heat waves. Prices should start to go down after Labor Day as the summer travel season winds down. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The federal government might reclassify cannabis as a less dangerous drug, similar to ketamine rather than heroin. Dawn Reinfeld heads the Boulder-based nonprofit Blue Rising and has worked on state policy to reduce youth access to highly potent marijuana. She opposes reclassification.
The federal government needs to have a better understanding of what high-potency THC is and what the products are. And this announcement makes me think that they are still thinking that this is the pot from the Woodstock years, and we know that it's not.
Researchers, cannabis businesses, and some policymakers in Colorado have praised the move by the federal government. This is CPR News.